Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. It's good to say it's Friday. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather here in St. Louis. November is one of those weird months where it can be very cold and very warm in the same week. And right now it says on my computer, it's 77 and sunny outside.
Yeah, my computer says temperatures may break a record high today for St. Louis.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it while we still can. I'm really at the point now where in my mind, it's Christmas. We could talk about that later. But how about snow? If it's going to be cold, it should just snow. But we're not there right now because it's beautiful outside. So if you're out and about taking in lunch, we appreciate you tuning into the Annie Fry Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. We've got an in-studio guest. Excited to welcome back Dan O'Neill. Dan, welcome back. Always
Thanks.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And
it's great.
I am holding the cutest little book that you have authored. This is your first children's book, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm used to working with children, but they used to all make millions of dollars. This is the first real
I'm used to working with children,
book.
But they do not make millions of dollars. The book is called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose, and it's a cute story that kind of follows the got your nose little idea. So Dan, I want to know a little bit about Avery Rose. Avery Rose is a very personal little girl to you.
Well, yeah, that was my first grandchild, Avery. And she's 9 now. I started writing the book when she was 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I grew up there are 9 kids in my family and 7 boys.
Wow.
So I was really used to being around boys. And then me and my wife, Mary Pat, have 3 boys. And I just used to being around boys. And then this Daniel, my oldest son, has this little girl. And it was just different. And she's just a really special kid. She's got a great personality. She loves to read. That was a big part of it. I was always reading her books. And I used to noodle around writing phrases that rhyme and just kind of playing off of her name. And it got to the point, and I would put it away for months at a time. And it got to the point where I had a lot of sentences written, and I was like, what are you going to do with this?
Yeah.
And I finally figured a way out of it, you know. You have to figure your way out when you're in the middle of it, because I didn't have any story in mind when I started it.
It's such a cute story. I'm going to show the folks here looking at on the YouTube chat, but I'll read it to you. The first 2 pages, the funniest thing about little girls with all those smiles and crazy curls. They have this knack for losing things, dolls and books and jelly beans. And so it goes with Avery Rose, the sweetest girl you'll ever know. Her things just somehow disappear. They vanish somehow in midair. And I love the story you're telling right now about this being is like the real first, probably head over heels experience that you had with little girls.
Yeah,
and
without a doubt.
So it's interesting. In my family, too, I have a kind of a correlating circumstance. My husband is one of 4 boys. He's a twin to a boy, of course. And my mother-in-law was one of four. She's the youngest, but she was the only girl. She had three older brothers. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law has, I think, five brothers and an older sister. So the sister was kind of the oldest one. And then there was a bunch of boys. Boys, 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 boys. And then here comes my son, Charlie. And then girl. Girl.
Oh, really?
Girl. So three daughters myself. And my oldest daughter was kind of my in-law's girl, their first experience, kind of like you're talking about with that little girl thing. What is it? What is that relationship like between grandpa and granddaughter?
Oh, it's great for me. Like I said, it's a new experience, of course, but it's just special, and Avery makes it special. I mean, I've got eight grandkids now, and I love them all, of course, equally. I love them all for different reasons individually, but just as much, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with Avery being the first one, you know, I used to take her to the zoo every once in a while when ride the train.
Yeah.
And you know how when you pass over by where you come in,
uh-huh,
or where people are waiting, you know, some of them will wave or whatever. And she would always start waving, like, before we even got there. And big smile on her. And that's when she was, like, 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely special. But I think the story is for all kids, and mm-hmm, Annie, you can relate. I mean, kids, when they're little, they do lose everything.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, that's 100% accurate. So the story is a little narration between Avery Rose, the day Avery Rose lost her nose, and it's a very heartwarming story. And we're speaking right now with Dan O'Neill. Now, Dan, you are a former columnist, sports writer with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You were there for 32 years.
Yep.
You've written some other books, maybe a little bit different than Avery Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say it was two or three of the best years of my life, really, there at the Post-Dispatch.
Of all?
Yeah.
But we won't make you nail them down specifically. Yeah. We'll just take your word
really
for
it. Really, like 1985?
Well, I can sort of narrow it. It wasn't recent. They weren't the most recent years. But yeah, I've done a bunch. I've done, I think, 9 books in mm-hmm total. But two of them on the Blues, When the Blues Go Marching In, which is a history of the franchise. And then there's a book called The Best of the Blues, which is profiles of their best players. I did a book called The Magic of the Cardinals in the 1980s, which is the decade of Whitey Ball. And, you know, when they used to be good. And so, yeah, I mean, my other
books.
There's
a moment in time since the 80s, but yes.
A few here and there.
Yeah.
Individual weekends, maybe. But no, I did a, and I was on with you guys about a year or so ago with, what's the name of that? Crazy But True St. Louis History, which is kind of a trivia.
Coffee table, yeah, kind of a.
That's
yeah,
a fun
coffee
book.
Table book, yeah.
So you were kind of explaining, you know, you have a career, a storied career in being a sports writer. You kind of explained already that this book sort of wrote itself over the course of years of just experiences that you're having with your granddaughter. What was it like to take years of little rhymes that you had written down, and then you said you got to work your way to the end of it? What's it like to hold this book, the day Avery Rose lost her nose, in your hand at the end and see the story? It's not just a story about a little girl, it's your granddaughter.
Well, it's great, except I've got 600 of them in my basement that I can hold. Yeah.
You'd like to share them.
So when you self-publish, it's a little different, and it was all new for me. I mean, I didn't know what the heck I was doing through the whole thing, all the legalities of it and different things you have to do. So it's just really fun, and I do presentations at elementary schools with it, excuse me. And part of the presentation, I made a PowerPoint program where the book is up on the screen and the pages turn, and I recorded Avery reading the book. Yeah, it's great.
What does she think about it?
Oh, she loves it. I mean, I didn't know this when I was working on it, but Avery loves to write. She writes her own books. She'll show me, this is my new book or my latest story, you know, and that just worked out that way. I mean, I didn't know that, but she always loved to read. And then, you know, she has a sister, Sasha, and two brothers, Matthew and Joseph, or Jack, I'm sorry, Joseph. But they came along sort of after I started writing the book, but they're illustrated also in the book. So
everybody's got a little thing.
Yeah, well, that, you know, was like I needed to do something like that because otherwise it's like, okay, where's my book?
Well, how many grandkids do you have?
I have 8.
Well.
Now. Yeah. I've got a lot of work to
do. You've got a lot of work to do. The book is available, The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. The book is available at danoneill.net. Is that correct?
Right. Yep.
It's O-N-E-I-L-L, danoneill.net. So if you're interested in a very wonderful story here that you can, I just think that there are a lot of grandparents out here that you're going to read this and you're going to feel it through and through, the same experience that you've had, Dan, with your grandchildren. Ryan, you said you had a question?
Well, just about your kids and reading, because what we've gone through with our kids, and now they're a little older, so they're not in the little kid phase anymore. But with them having a lot of books like Avery Rose's book around, we didn't give them a lot of screens, but we did give them a lot of books. We just sort of, and we'd read to them sometimes, but we just kind of leave them around and just let them occupy themselves.
Yeah.
And we loved the way that we didn't do it on purpose. That's just kind of what we did. And having books like that around, that's what they were raised on.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is they tear them up, you know, and they're no good anyway.
Yeah,
you got to read them and it's missing 3 pages or whatever. No, but I think you're right. I think you just got to make, to kids, you just have to expose them to things and let them sort of make their choices, you know, encourage them along the way. And then you let the chips fall where they will in terms of, it's the same with sports or something like that. I mean, we tried to expose our kids to everything. We didn't expect them to play everything, but you just see what sticks, and it's kind of that same way with books.
Well, the book is The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. You can go to danoneill.net and scoop this up while he still has them available in his basement to ship to you. You'll love this story. It is heartwarming. And the illustrations, too. Who illustrated this for you?
Well, that's a funny story because the woman who illustrated it, she lives in Germany. Her name's Mattia Anik. I've never even had a conversation with her. It was all done online. There's sites where they're like clearinghouses for illustrators. And I went there, I posted the story, and then like illustrators will say whether they're interested or not. And you look at their portfolios and stuff and you pick one. But all of the communication between me and Mattia was by email. And I really didn't do, I let her do whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah.
The only thing I tweaked was like to get the kids right, the hair color. Because
they were specific kiddos.
Yeah, I sent her photos of the kids that are in the book, you know, my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And her mom, Avery's mom, Tricia, and she, you know, drew off of that.
Did they know that you were doing this the whole like when you decided I'm going to turn these writings into a book? Like at what point were they aware that this was maybe going to come to be?
I don't think they were really paying that close of attention, you know. I mean, I may have mentioned it, but her mom knew. Her mom and dad knew I was sort of fiddling around with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't sort of announce. It wasn't something I wanted to announce or make a big deal out of. Just something I was kind of messing around with. The other thing I liked about the story is that, you know, and Ryan, you'll know this, when you read today's children's books, they're mostly about animated toys or talking monsters or talking animals.
Or something like that.
And that's just a real life circumstance that and about, you know, personalities and relationships between a parent and her kids. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of unique.
Yeah, an easy way for a kiddo to see themselves through the story. And I'll tell you what, some of those books, these children's books that I would read to my kiddos when they were younger, by the end, I'm like crying in some of them because they're so... It's
dark?
I don't know. Parenting is just bittersweet. There are so many things that are bittersweet. You know, you're basically raising children to not need you anymore. And every step of independence that they take it fills you with pride and then a quiet sorrow afterwards. That's just a reality of the situation. It's part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, I think I sent you a picture of me and Avery this summer when the book had just come out. And I look at the picture, and like I said, I started writing it when she was 4 or 5 years old. And now she's 9.
Time is a thief.
And yeah, you look at that, and that speaks to your bittersweet thing. Yeah. That's the way it is with kids. You know, and it's great they grow up and you love them all the way, but as they keep growing, you wish they were still 4 or 5 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of mourn the people who you don't have anymore and celebrate the people who were there. It's tough. But what an amazing gift that Avery has and her family has to see this book, and a gift for you too if you are interested in purchasing this book. Again, go to danoneil.net. You will be glad that you did. A great story, beautiful pictures, heartwarming. It's all the right things. So we appreciate you coming and talking to us about it.
Yeah. I'll also, I should mention, I'll be at Christopher's tomorrow.
Okay.
And Kirkwood.
Okay.
From 1 to 3, signing books.
That's great.
And then there's a craft fair at Lindbergh High School a week from Saturday.
So people can get it.
So I'll be there too.
Autographed copy. The day Avery Rose lost her nose. Well, Dan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
we always love having you.
That's great to come in. I love the show. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
Next time you want to come in and talk politics or blues or
whatever
you want to do.
Well, I sent you a picture of Nancy Pelosi sending the holding the book. You know, it's amazing the people who have promoted the book. It's incredible.
A great author can tie anything together.
Yeah, I got one
words.
Of Elvis too.
Yeah, Elvis, Muhammad Ali, quite a few. The Beatles. They've all backed the book.
Yeah. We haven't run it through the AI filter. I'm pretty sure they're real.
Yeah, I think so.
I would just assume that they are.
DanOneil.net. Go get your copy or meet them at Christopher's or the Lindenberg Craft Fair as well. All right, Dan. Until next book.
Thanks.
You got 8 more to go, as I understand, with your grandchildren.
Well, as soon as I get rid of about 500 more, I guess.
Well, the plan starts at Christopher's tomorrow. DanOneil.net. Get your copy. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Lewis Conservative.
Hold up. Check it out.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Ethan's Kung Fu News.
There's no way that's been used before. No way. That has not been used before.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
I think it has.
Crouching Tiger, Kung Fu News. What is wrong with you?
I've never heard that.
What goes through your mind?
Oh, don't ask questions you don't want answers to, Ethan.
We can talk off air.
Careful, careful.
It's a dark place.
Sports! Stop hiding. Stop crouching. Get up there by the microphone.
All right. Wow. The Blues are back at it tonight.
Why do you have your eyes closed and you're holding the bridge of your nose?
I'm just trying to get through this.
Why you say that?
Processing that I'm a what tiger?
Crouching.
Have you ever heard of the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Clearly not.
Obviously.
Okay.
Moving on. It sounds super random when it is the name of a movie, but if you hadn't heard of the movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
It would be like, okay. Even more. Guys, it is so toasty in here right now. My gosh.
Not as toasty as the Blues are looking right now, because they're on a one-game winning streak.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
I'm looking to make it two tonight, baby!
Let's go, Blues!
Phillies coming to town. The Flyers.
Who?
The Phillies. Flyers.
The Philly Flyers.
The Phillies?
Philly Flyers.
Maybe if the Blues played the Phillies, they'd get a second win.
That would be nice. 7 o'clock.
Bring it here,
drop.
Bryce!
Let's see. What do I have? Any information? Jordan Binnington in net tonight for the Blues. So we'll see if the Blues can continue to move slowly in the right direction.
Joe's calling you a prima donna on the chat. Just go on.
It's fine. Joe's a little bit salty with me because I didn't like his name.
Suggested intro
sent.
For today.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. I thought it was unimpressive. Annie, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish have a big one this week.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the road, facing off against the Pitt Panthers. College game day will be there. And if Notre Dame wins that game...
Are they 10 or 9 right now? I think
they're
9.
They are 9th in the country right now. If they win that game, I don't see a world where they are not back in the college football playoff. So that is a good sign.
Can't wait to lose the big one.
The Fighting Irish.
If you do see a world, can you start the story by saying,
in a world. That's what happens at the beginning of the movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Uh-huh. Oh, you people.
You can make fun of us for being old. We're going to make fun of you for being young.
I would much rather be made fun of for being young. Thank you very much.
All right, we will oblige.
The Illinois Fighting Illini are hosting the Maryland Terrapins.
This is
tomorrow
football.
Tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 kickoff on Fox Sports 1. And then the Missouri Tigers, it is their senior day, and they are facing off against Mississippi State.
Are the Missouri Tigers okay? Just the people who I'm associated with, mostly because I want to hear what they say about Cardinal stuff, they dabble with the little Mizzou football talk. They don't seem like they're okay. Are they upset? Is it?
The expectations
haven't been met.
Were much higher, I think, going into the year than they are currently. But they're down to their third string quarterback because of injuries. So how much
can
you
supposed
truly
to
do? Exactly.
That's just, I mean, basically, that sucks.
I think people are frustrated with the situation because this was supposed to be a year that they were making a legit run for the college football playoff.
Did the quarterbacks get injured on the football field?
Yes.
Sorry, that's just the game.
Yeah. So it just... You know, tough. You know, it's the way the cookie crumbles. Unfortunately,
that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I watched that movie last night.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes,
such a good movie.
Watched it last night, so at least I have that.
Can I talk? Can I interject something about Bruce Almighty real
quick?
It's
your show. You can do what you want.
That sounded like it could have been both respectful and disrespectful. I'm not sure which way that we went.
If Ryan would have said it, it would have been disrespectful.
But he would have said it and grumbled. Bruce Almighty. I saw somebody post this on some social media, something or other, but Bruce Almighty is a great movie where God is Morgan Freeman. And somebody was like talking about how Morgan Freeman was perfect at playing God in that movie. And it was just because he was perfect at playing God in that movie. But like if that movie would have been made now, it would be because, they made God black. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the world that we lived in for a while shrunk everything down into demographics and race or whatever. And if you made Bruce Almighty right now, the story leading in to the promotion, the marketing of Bruce Almighty would have been about Bruce Almighty's God, a God who they made black. And in the midst of it, you'd lose the fact that Morgan Freeman was just the absolute best person to do that job, and he happens to be black.
If it was coming out now, there's a good chance that would be in the mix for Be or Not the Be. Just saying, that headline.
Yes. Do you know what I'm saying? Are you
positively
confused.
Or negatively?
Which one?
Like, do you think the studio would use that? Because that's what happens a lot.
They would slam it in your face.
Casting Morgan Freeman as God is the right move because Morgan Freeman is Morgan Freeman.
And not because he's black.
And yeah, he happens to be a man who is black, but you wouldn't if
it would get slammed for that reason. That would be
production
the thing.
Companies would be like, "Oh, we got to champion the heck out of this."
That's what I was asking.
Exactly.
So the way that the movie would have been rolled out was, "Look how good we are. We cast a black man as God." And you would be diminishing Morgan Freeman and his unmatchable talent.
Yes.
To do what he'd... I'm trying to think of a movie I've seen with Morgan Freeman in it that I just wasn't obsessed with Morgan Freeman's character because he's so good.
Isn't Morgan Freeman also the actor that went on one of the big primetime shows and said that Black History Month is like...
It's just history.
Really stupid?
Yes. Yes, but that's kind of the point. Like, we've... It's a perfect illustration of how stupid the DEI... world that we've been living in is because it diminishes greatness and it categorizes it by a demographic. Something that Morgan Freeman has no control over, the color of his skin, becomes more important to be discussed than the fact that he's just the best at the job. And in the time that we've been living in that I think we're like at least one leg out of right now, you would lose the opportunity to just experience Morgan Freeman's performance in that role because it would have been shoved down your throat before you ever got to see the movie how good these people are because they chose a black man to play God.
I don't think that you even intended to say this, but because it's Morgan Freeman, it actually does mean more because, like Ethan was saying, he's come out and said, like, he would hate that.
Yes.
He would hate if that was the point of the marketing of him being in a movie. He says that kind of stuff.
He does. And he says it in the way Morgan Freeman says it, which is the best way you can say it.
Yeah, it's like James Earl Jones. It's like a voice that defines certain characters and really a generation of those types. He's always the father figure.
I can hear Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying in my head, but I can only hear it in Morgan Freeman's voice, even though I think that Andy says it as well later in the movie. I
just read the other day that character in Shawshank Redemption that Morgan Freeman played was supposed to be an Irishman.
Red.
That's why he was, yeah. And they left his name because they thought it was funny. Because when he read for it, they were like,
oh, obviously,
you're perfect for this, but you're not an Irishman. But they left him as Red.
Only guilty man in Shawshank. Have you seen Shawshank Redemption?
No, but
hold on.
But that's actually a movie that I've said, like, okay, it's on the list of things I need to get to watching.
Don't watch it on television first. Even though once you watch it, like, the way...
There are movies that are mentioned.
God intended.
Spaceballs. That I'm like, I don't care to watch it.
I know. That's because you're wrong. But
Shawshank is on the list of like, okay, that is like.
Do you know it's a Stephen King movie?
No, I didn't know that.
It's a Stephen King movie.
It's widely known as one of the best movies of all time. So that is one that is on the list I need to watch.
Just watch it. Watch it as intended. And then once you watch it as intended, then you can watch it on TV. Because you'll be like, oh yeah, I know the story. But you don't want to watch it with commercial breaks, edits, any of that.
Good to know.
Get it the way Stephen King, we champion Stephen King.
Then watch other Stephen King movies, like The Langoliers.
I've seen it. Hey, there are big changes coming to the MLS schedule, which obviously will include St. Louis City. So the timing in which you're going to be able to watch them during the year is going to be changing here in the next couple of seasons. The owners voted yesterday to shift the league's season to late summer to spring. This is going to start in 2027.
Time out. When is the soccer season right now?
Right now, it is fall to late winter, early spring.
So they play games out there in the cold?
Yes.
That seems silly.
Wait, did I lie? Did I mix it up?
Stop
no,
lying.
I totally
yeah,
mixed it up.
They start super early
I mixed
in the
it
spring,
up. I mixed
like
it up.
March.
They start in the spring.
Now.
Sorry, I got it completely mixed up. I went opposite. They start in
Apo
the spring.
Taco.
And then they finish. But there's a super long break in the middle of the season. And then they play in the fall. And then it finishes.
Maybe they should just simplify it.
Well, I think that's kind of what they're trying to do. The shift is aiming to put the MLS in a more competitive position for player transfers while also freeing up players for national team duty during the summer when many major international tournaments are taking place. Like I said, the vote taking place yesterday. Under the new calendar, league play would kick off in mid to late July with the final day of the regular season in April. The playoffs and championship would take place in May.
It goes from July to May now?
Now, the break, though, used to be in the middle of the summer. The league would now go on an extended break during the winter, with just a few games being played in December and no games in January before resuming in mid-February.
MLS should ban the shift and add a pitch clock.
And, I was going to say, shorten the games for the people like me who don't really want to watch them.
Put La Russa in charge of the league.
90 minutes.
I totally got...
Pitching change. We're going to change the actual pitch. We're going to go to a new pitch.
Just go with the running clock.
Have a field that tilts while you're running on it.
I got them mixed up, though. The league right now is currently being played throughout the summer, where there's that huge break where the weather is nice out during the summer, where they're just not playing, which makes, you know, total sense. So.
Okay. I don't go City.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be for you.
Mm.
You don't have to. And also, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I said, you know, I had heard some things but hadn't actually seen it yet.
Boeing.
Strike done.
Booyakasha.
Done. Ethan, it's about time you got this taken care of. What have you been doing this whole time?
Mediating.
Putting in bump music.
That's why I'm never in here anymore.
Hang on, I got a call. we're taking phone calls, though.
They're asking about the F-47.
I'm looking through this article, and there's a guy's name in here that I went to high school with.
Is it Murfin Blurfin?
I wonder if it's actually him.
Murfin Blurfin.
Clayton Leesman.
Clayton.
Shout out Clayton.
My man.
That's all I got for you.
Sorry, Ethan was... holding you back.
I guess so.
All right, go crouch and hide. We'll be right
crouching
back.
Crouching away.
YouTube live chat poll. What's your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? Trump is innocent. Trump is guilty. Or still unsure. So, weird song to say that over, but we'll take a break and be right back. Don't go away. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prisoner shaking savior. You got check.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. No, I'm good, yeah,
I'm feeling all right. Were you ever big into clubbing?
Oh, man, there was
a time.
Does
this, like, make you feel like being in a strobe light-infested, alcohol-ridden room?
You make it sound so nasty.
Butted up next to people.
What it was about losing yourself in the music.
Did you?
No. But that's what it is, and I respect that. When there's a beat that drops and it grabs you by the soul and it won't let go, that is cool.
Ethan, are you laughing out there? Not that off. Ethan's out there giggling at Ryan. Unallowed.
I like when the door's open.
I don't. I don't want you to think you're funnier than you really are.
I need that sometimes. I need that because sometimes...
Who among the four of us would be most likely to have had a clubbing phase in their lifetime?
Brad.
I had a mesh shirt, 330 pounds, just getting it.
Three piercings.
I'll let you guess where.
None in the ears.
Just blasted out of his mind on ecstasy.
What? That's completely untrue. Ethan, come here. You want to participate in this show like this? Get your butt back in here. I don't care what Mark Reardon says.
Tell us other things that Brad would have done at that
era. Unless Fred tells you to do it. You do what Fred tells you to do. Ethan, among the four of us, who would most likely be the one who had a clubbing phase?
Totally Ryan. It's totally Ryan.
What would I have done in that phase? Like, what was my point?
I think you already just told us. Just wait for the beat.
You know the scene in Napoleon Dynamite where he's dancing on the stage?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine you doing.
It would look like that?
Yes.
What kind of, like, you hear this music?
Yeah.
Are you like walking in, like, fully intent into the center of the dance floor and, like, making people part so that you can get to your place?
100% of the time, but nobody would ever do it.
So you're just like, hey, jumping up and
down.
You're
just trying real hard. But I tell you what, though, I'd walk in straight up, full white suit, dressed up, like, immaculately.
6-inch platform shoes.
And people are like, dang, who is that guy? But not really, because I was at really crappy clubs. But I was dressed way above my station.
When the beat, when it drops, do you pause or do you, like, break out the big move then?
What you do is, and this is all for comedic effect, so you know where I'm coming from now. You have a different song on in your earbuds.
Oh, God.
And you dance to that song so that you look like a complete idiot. But you're still dressed well.
I went to line dancing clubs weekly
whoa.
But I don't know that that's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
All right. I'd love to know in the YouTube chat who is the most likely to club. It might be you. I think you might have sold yourself.
No, you did it, though. Did you ever yell shots, 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 shots?
If the song is on, you're darn right, that's what you do.
Oh, you're going to win that poll.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. There's the club music that we just played, and this is perfect summer homecoming music.
Is this the beginning of a Viagra commercial? I'm ready.
Are you suggesting?
This isn't that song, though, is
no.
it? Boy, it sounds a lot like it, though. Actually, a lot of the blues sound a lot like the blues.
I don't have as much of a relationship with the Viagra commercials as you do, Ryan, so...
Oh, whenever I hear them, I'm like, oh, yeah, jam. I mean, I'm not taking the pill, but... Love that song. It gets me in the mood. I mean, that's not what I meant either. Anytime I hear the blues now.
You can't do this now. It's not two. It's not even two.
We got like 5 or 6 minutes, so what do you want to do?
Not bad.
All right.
Anything. You change the subject. Take it from here.
All right. Let's do some more B or not the B.
No, don't do that. That's lame.
That's all I got.
That's all you have?
That's all I
have.
You
didn't prepare anything else?
No, that's not true. I do have some more, but it's at my desk. If you want it.
Go get it.
All right.
Just
I'll
leave.
I'm leaving.
Bye. I would say shut the door behind him, but we haven't shut the studio door in a week and a half, so not going to start now. The YouTube live chat poll, what's your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? Trump is innocent, Trump is guilty, you're still unsure. Brad, your thoughts on the poll today?
Well, my vote is going to be Trump is innocent, and I am really, really, really exhausted with like the Democrats that are already all of a sudden super interested in this whenever, like Stephen A. Smith said, you know, it's not like Biden wasn't in charge for 4 years, and it's not like Obama wasn't in charge for 4 years. They didn't care about it until it became something that they could beat Trump over the head with, or at least try to beat Trump over the head with. And it's kind of, to me, it's embarrassing. It's blatantly partisan. It's like, just let it go. Let this stuff come out.
Let it go.
And whenever it comes out, I'll tell you what'll happen. It'll come out. They'll be like, this is everything. But we have no way of knowing if this is everything or not. So it'll come out. They'll say, this is everything. Trump is exonerated. They won't believe it because they'll say, well, they didn't release the stuff that he was actually in. He hid that. So it's none of it. We're never going to get to the bottom of it. We're never going to know the truth of it. Maybe on this side of glory, at least. We're not going to know the truth of it. And so it's just exhausting to listen to these people that are all of a sudden so disingenuously interested in this.
Senator Kennedy was on CNN and was talking about these Epstein files.
How do you respond to those comments from Thomas Massie that essentially if you vote to cover up for pedophiles, you've got cover in a Republican primary? He's essentially saying the president is going to help people who vote with him and vote not to release these files.
Well, here is the way that my people here in Louisiana see it, Casey. My people think, and I agree with them, that Epstein was a pig. A P-I-G pig. My people think that this is no country for creepy old men. My people believe, and I think they're right, that Epstein trafficked young women, some of whom were minors, to himself. But here's the issue. My people want to know who else, if anyone, did Epstein traffic young women to? And if they were punished, how are they punished? And if they weren't punished, why? Now, President Trump has turned that issue over to Attorney General Bondi. And I don't know how she is going to answer that question for the American people without releasing all the records. Maybe she can, but I just don't think this issue is going to go away until that issue is addressed and answered to the American people's satisfaction.
Yeah.
And I may end up with a sombrero on my head for saying that, but that's the way I see it.
The greatest threat from this administration is if you don't toe the line, you're going to get a meme with a sombrero on your head.
He did kind of answer that at the end, didn't he? She asked, well, is the administration basically stonewalling anybody who would be a part of this thing? And he got there at the end. He goes, well, I guess the only way that it would be is that I'm going to have a sombrero meme. Because obviously it's not going to happen to him.
Yeah. Mark says on the YouTube chat, DJT is innocent. It's the last straw the loser Dems have to hang on to. Rick says, I can't determine anyone's guilt or innocence without a full presentation of the underlying facts. When that comes forth, the truth or untruth of Trump's innocence should be obvious. Chris said, innocent. Like others said, it would have been leaked already. And Damon says, I think everyone is innocent until they are found guilty. That's really, honestly, just to kind of scoop my thoughts on this. Until you've proven that he isn't, he's innocent. And we certainly haven't seen proof that Donald Trump is guilty of something here.
No, and we've been looking for a long time, and both sides of the aisle have been looking at this same issue for a long, long time. And what it looks like is they were buddies for a while, and then they weren't because they had some sort of falling out, and maybe it had to do with this stuff, and maybe it didn't.
What kind of credence do you put to the idea that Trump was an FBI informant on Epstein? Is that, that's known, isn't it? Because he was like the one person in Palm Beach that cooperated with the investigations that they had there, and he provided information when he was asked for it. It's my understanding.
So he did provide information to the FBI. I guess if you want to loosely call that an FBI informant, he was just answering the questions, so sure.
An informant, for sure.
Yeah, he did answer. It's widely known and accepted that he was one of the only ones, according to the FBI agents who interviewed him, who would talk on record about it and say, hey, this stuff was something that does need to be discussed, because there's a lot of powerful people who got shielded from this and then would never talk, in the FBI's words, to them at all, but Trump would. He was willing to do it.
I know that the first blush of new document, Trump's name, Epstein's name, same email exchange, another indication that Jeffrey Epstein knew of Donald Trump's existence in the world. But of course, everybody, like Donald Trump, puts his name on everything so that every person on the face of the planet, I mean, if you have any understanding about anything globally, anywhere on this face of the earth, you know who Donald Trump is. He's been building that kind of branding strategy for Trump. He speaks of himself as Trump. It's like Trump exists outside of his own person.
Yeah.
So everybody understands that Donald Trump is a globally known and understood figure. So the fact that he is being discussed in communication with Jeffrey Epstein, it's not surprising, but it does require some jurisprudence on looking through what exactly is being discussed. But every time these things are revealed, when I try to seek out the full entire story, I always feel like Donald Trump kind of ends up looking better.
He definitely doesn't look worse.
He always looks like he was living in a world, a reality that we may not understand at these super high, powerful levels, around high, powerful people. And it always appears as though he's choosing to do the right things in the midst of it. And if there was evidence to suggest otherwise, we haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Being associated with Jeffrey Epstein at all in those days, it's because you were powerful and you were a party guy.
314-241-9797. We're going to do next question next hour. So if you have any Ask Us Anything questions, you can text them to us. Ryan will read them. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.